Kiddush that the watch is supposed to normally lose time. I guess maybe because we're used to these better watches now. But I guess in the old days, it would normally lose time, and you would, you know, put it back in the right time. And again, what's the source again? The same Gemara, Kuf Chav Gimel. Kuf Chav Gimel. There it says, feeding a baby, right, is considered permissible. You're allowed to feed a baby, you can give him to drink. And fixing the limbs is a similar idea. What does that mean? Do you say it's Makkah B'Padash? You're hungry, right? Everyone's hungry now. It's been a long time since breakfast. Even those who had four pieces of French toast. But it's already, you know, been a few hours. Now we're going to have a mincha. We're going to eat lunch. Kuf Chav Gimel. There it says, feeding a baby, right, is considered permissible. You're allowed to feed a baby, you can give him to drink. And fixing the limbs is a similar idea. What does that mean? Do you say it's Makkah B'Padash? You're hungry, right? Everyone's hungry now. It's been a long time since breakfast. Even those who had four pieces of French toast. But it's already, you know, been a few hours. Now we're going to have a mincha. We're going to eat lunch. I'm going to be full. Ooh, Makkah B'Padash. I'm a hungry person, I'm a full person. Sheikh Tashlita said yesterday that could be Makkah B'Padash B'Odom. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? That's a normal course of events. You get hungry, you get full, you get hungry, you get full, you get hungry, you get full. So too, the baby, you know, the limbs go this way, go this way, go this way, go this way. As opposed to the other examples of Tavisa, which are discussed there, which is not considered to be normal. So too, he says, it's normal for the shoelace to get twisted, it's normal for the watch to lose time, and therefore it's permissible, it's no easy to remark of a patch. Unless you need a clay umnus, you need a special kind of a utensil to fix it. The Gemara's in Beitza Chavches, if the spit or the knife was crooked, and you take some kind of tool to straighten it out, not allowed. It's normal for these knives to get crooked? Yeah, but it's a bigger enterprise to straighten it out as compared to the examples which you've been giving until now. Abosa, let's go back to the Mishnah with which we began this topic. Kuf Beis of a Beis. Right back to where we started. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Afa Maka Bekunus al Asadan Mishas Malacha Chayev. What does this mean? What does it mean? So the Gemara explains on Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, Mike Ovid. The Gemara says she came Miradaday Tasi Mishkan Osen came. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Osen came. Makin Gimel Alatas. The Achas Al Hasadan. What's the Sadan? The anvil? Is that the word for it? The anvil. Lahachlik Akurnus. You have this hammer like thing and it starts getting bumpy or not so smooth because you keep banging it into the metal pieces. And it gets a little bit not smooth anymore. Shelo yivka atas. You're afraid if it's not smooth, it's going to break through the thin metal. Shudak. Ubali matbebim komeda. We say, Olsen Kane. Rashi knew everything. Rashi knew how to make everything. He knew he would watch that if he made coins in France. The Rambam and Pirush and Mishnah is the same shot. I guess they made the same thing in Spain. But he says, Ein aloch yoshim ben Gamliel. Why not? After all, you have a hammer, and it's developing bumps, and you're smoothing out the bumps by banging the anvil. Why is it not back in the Pashla aloch alamaisis, according to the Rambam against Rashbag? Says, it's been in Shabbos Gavaldik. It's considered part of normal use. That's how he used to do it, Rashi says. 1, 2, 3, 4. They bang three times on that strip of metal to whatever, to smooth it, whatever, to shape it. Boom, the fourth bang on the anvil to smooth out the hammer. It's not considered broken and fixed. So when does it break? After three it's considered broken and the fourth time's considered fixed? That's considered part of the usage. And Rashbag says, no, I mean, it keeps breaking, keep fixing it. It's a question of how you look at this. Take a look in Rashi, Rabosai. An Ayin Gimel Omen Aleph on the Mishnah. The original Mishnah. which lists the Lamatesh Malachas. So Rashi says there, Makeh Bepatish, the last line, Hugmar Kol Malacha, Shekein Uman Makeh Bekurnas Al Asadam Lachliko Begmar Malacha, Umasnis Namela Mechayel Leil Begmar Malacha. Frek Duran, what are you talking about? That's Rashbag. We don't accept Rashbag. What's happening over here? Why is Rashi insist on interpreting? There's so many other possibilities. Interpreting Makeh Bepatish Shelo Kalacha. It's wrong. That's the Ran's kasha against Rashi. For those who want to look it up, this is my mistake left off the Maramakomas, page Lamed Aleph, and the mouth of HaMakeh. He quotes Rashi, and he says, no, that's only about Rabbi Gamliel. We have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Alma, quote to us, the Lavan of Makeh Bepatish. The Rashi's wrong. Comes the Rashash, and says, no, the Ran missed the nuance. A nuance in Rashi. The Chasam Sofer is the same thing in Afkuf Beis. You miss a nuance in Rashi. What is the difference between Rashbag and the Mishnah Kuf Beis and the Beis? And what Rashi explains on Af Ayin Gimel Manaf in the last line. One word is different. One word is different, but it's a critical word. So the Rashash points out, Rashi said, the Mosif Afbish. Af b'shas melacha. Rashbag said b'shas melacha. The lokik yisarif b'shas gemar melacha. V'oran b'perek la'gadol nimshach agir sarif v'lochein hikshim ezel pirish Rashi b'sham u'lefele eich lo hirgish Rashi lo goris came. Rashi distinguished between 1, 2, 3, 4. That is part of shas melacha. That's exactly the gears that we have on Afkuf Beis Amud Beis. Rashbag Omer, Af HaMakeh Bekunas Asad B'Shas Melacha Chayiv. We don't pass it that way. That's considered part of the normal use. Three here and one there. And when Rashi and Af Ayin Gimel said Yechayiv, he said, when? Bigmar Melacha. I already finished my metal working. And now I'm going to put the hammer away until I use it and use it next time. I go bang, bang, bang on the anvil to smooth it out. That's called Makeh Bepatish. That's not considered part of the use. Oh, Rashi was very careful by changing that one word. Yeah. Aha, the Uman. All right. Okay. That could be Uman. That's true. Very good. Excellent. I'm going to make two more points before we stop. And again, tomorrow we start right away. Kuf Mem Vav, the sugya of Shovar Adam HaSachavis. One is the sugya of Mitzarev. We made reference to it a few times on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. There's a question of the Easter Mitzarev, which is somehow strengthening the metal, is the Oraisa or the Rabbonin? Is it the Oraisa or the Rabbonin? The complex sugya. Is it the Oraisa or the Rabbonin? The Raivin holds is the Rabbonin. Perugud Beis Halacha Aleph is the Rabbonin. Look at the Magad Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. Tosos is the Oraisa, this big Tosos Mechem. What are they fighting about? Is it considered Mekulkol? Is the metal before the Tziruv Pras considered Mekulkol? Like a Shpudush at Nekam? Or no? It's basically fit, it's just to make it a little stronger. As you mentioned yesterday, it's only an Isser Derabonon. Isser Derabonon. The Rambam Menuchas in Perek of Gimel, Alocha Gimel says, is an Isser to somehow polish the silver kalim, because of Mitaka and Kli, the Rabbana. Those are all the Shusim in Perikov Gimel, the Rabbana. Apparently, when it comes to these kalim Yishonim, it's not a Doraisa, it's not considered to be Mekulkol, it's just strengthening a little bit, like they say by putting the lulav in the water. It's a little bit extra strength with only the Rabbana. We mentioned already yesterday or the day before, that's the criteria to know whether it's Doraisa, Makeh Bepatish Mamish, or Matikin Mana Ba'alma, the Rabbana, because it wasn't completely broken before. Just two final examples that he considers to be tikkun mana in the Shemira Shabbos Kulchasa, which can happen. Can happen. One, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, or the squeaky door. Very often there's a squeak, you want to put some oil on it. mak and patish, because you're making a tikkun in it. The second, which isn't the nogei to you directly, but you will have reason to discuss it, and that is a sheitel. If a sheitel is out of whack to the point that it can't be used, so to fix it up, it's considered makar b'patish, and to spray it, somewhat the heart, is also considered to be makar b'patish. These are very serious shaylos, hilchos sheitel. Let's write a sefer, I think, maybe there is one already, on all these halachas. But we'll allow ourselves to stop with just that one example, and mitzvah tomorrow we'll start the new sugya. The famous sugya of Shviras Chavis, which begins with the Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav Amar Al. Take us a while to get through the sugya. Not a simple sugya. The Mishnah begins Shover Adam Es Achavis Lechol Hemen Grogros Uvulvach La Yiskavin Lasas Kli. There's a barrel that contains dried fruits. You may break open the barrel to get to the fruits, but should not make a kli. What's a kli? Rashi says the nokva yofer be pesach noir. So a pesach yofer, a pesach noir is a prohibition, but the shvira itself is okay. Why, says Rashi, the ain be mekalkel shum yisur b'shabbos. There's no Issa Mekalkel B'Shabbos. Now what does that mean? What do the words mean? The Ran in the back has a kash against Rashi. Whoever heard, there's no Issa Mekalkel and Peturin. We know that Mishnah. We've been there before. Kuvav and Mebeis. Kol HaMekalkel and Peturin. We're not talking about Peturin. We're talking here about Mutter. What's permissible, what can be done, what may be done. You can't just say that there's no Issa at all on Mekalkel. That's an overstatement. I'm sorry, it's Kuf Hamid Beis. Kol HaMekalkel and Peturin. Potter means Potter Aval Aser. What's going on over here? That's the Ran's kash. It's a very good kash. Pirish Rashid and Mekalkel Shum Yisrael Shabbos. This is the Ran on the top of page 122. Baloni hira the nay the call of Makaklin Peturin Isa Mia Iko Elahindu Taima the cave in the Biyama Makalkal Potter Avalasar Hokamishim Tsorak Shabbos Sharla Khathila. Oh, and they gave you a break. Makakal is normally Potter Avalasar, but the Tsorak Shabbos it's Mutter. So writes the Ran. The Ran understood Rashi to mean that the Peturin Makalkal. That means there's some malacha is being violated, but there's a patur mekalkel. Normally, mekalkel is patur va'asur. Here it's patur and mutter and tzarech Shabbos. So understands the Ran. I mentioned to you once before that when I saw the Rashi, I thought a different shot. This Rashi is saying, "Ein b'mekalkel shum yisur b'Shabbos." Is Rashi l'shitoso? The Rashi holds ein binyan v'kelim at all. Is ain binyan b'kelim, so ain stira b'kelim. I we find in a number of places that there is a prohibition. Shema Yitka, for example, says Rashi consistently, this is makar b'patish. But it's a big difference. There's no such thing as being on makar b'patish. So there is the opposite of boneh, but there's no iser to undo a makar b'patish. So when Rashi says Ain b'makalkel shum yisur b'Shabbos, he means makalkel means you're undoing the makal b'patish. There's no iser in the first place. Not doing the p'tur klali of makalkel from learns from aleches machshevs. There's no iser in the first place. The best head is that there's no iser. So I found this chat. I'm looking through the Rashba. He quotes his chat from the Chasam Sofer, footnote 85 on the Ma'amar Kurtz. Kavanas Rashi. Then binyan is stira b'kelim klal, ve'ein b'zeh ela ha'kilkul v'atzmo, uv'zeh ein iser klal. So that's exactly what I was saying. Baruch shekivanti to the Chasam Sofer. Okay. We now turn to the Chidushei Haran. You go from the real Ran to what we call the pseudo Ran. What does he say on this mission? Masnisen, Shover Adam as a Chavis v'chule, Pirish, Bahavale Chavis, Kiklipe Egozim v'rimonim. Wow. Kiklipe Egozim v'rimonim. You're allowed to open a walnut. Crack open a walnut on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. So here, the chavis is treated like a walnut. With something which is covering it. No problem. Hetter gomer. So writes the Chidush Ran. Of course, the Ran holds that yesh binyan bekelim, binyan gomer. Yesh stira gemura. The Ran himself said so. A few paragraphs later, Tanan, Tana Rabbanan rather, Ein nof nek of Chodesh B'Shabbos, Pirish, Dimitaken Kli, Vika Mishim Bone. So the Ran, the Chesuda Ran holds in Binyan Bekelim, in Binyan Gomer. So that's why he's bothered by the Kasha. Here too, it should be Stira Gemura. So what does he answer? The chavis is keklipe egoz in v'rimonim. It's a chavis to steer in the Ran. On top, on the Mishnah itself, he says, no problem with this chavis. It's like keklipe egoz in v'rimonim. It's like cracking up in a walnut. No problem whatsoever. Later on, you're making a hole in the very same chavis. The same chavis. You're making a hole. Vika mishambona. Metaken kli. Vika mishambona. What metaken kli? The walnut. What's the answer, Abosai? What's the answer? The answer is, it depends how you treat the chavis. If you smash it open, shover as a chavis, that means you smash it to get to the contents and then you're going to throw it out. It's a walnut. But if you plan to keep this chavis forever, indefinitely, you'll make a hole, and then you'll stuff up the hole and make a hole again. That ain't no walnut. A walnut, you once you crack it open, you're not going to save it to house the next walnut. It goes to the garbage right away. So the moment you make the decision to smash the chavis and thereby relegate it to the dustbin, to the garbage heap, so you're making it into a walnut shell, in effect. But if you're making a neck of yafeh, a neck of chadosh, and you're going to maintain this chavis, that's not a piece, that's not a walnut. This is a very precious commodity. It's a chavis which can last for a long time. That's how I understand the sheet of the Chidushei Ran. Fine. Are both seven with me so far? We had Rashi, two Pshatim and Rashi, Chassam Sofer versus the real Ran, and then we had a Chiddush of the pseudo Ran, that there is an issue here. It's not like Rashi said, as the way we suggested, Chassam Sofer suggested, it's no malach. There is a malach here. The malach, the would-be malach, is Soser. But if you smash it, then it's considered to be a klipe at Gozim, it's no problem. The minute you make the mental decision, it's like sort of bon kiyachat. As you make a decision to smash it, at that very moment it loses its status of a kli, and therefore you're not being sosur a kli, you're being sosur a walnut shell. If you make a hole, you mean it could be over an iser bonek because you're maintaining the barrel. Clear so far? Okay, Rabbi Oseh, let's move further. Very important tosfos over here. Kuf mem vav mem alef. The Gemara says, and we're very fortunate to have Shechta Shlita mentioned this in his Shira on Wednesday, that the Gemara in Erevin Lamedalad about Hu b'mokom echad ve'ruv b'mokom acher by Migdash shel binyan askinon,
Gemara asks a question like this: what's the problem? Smash it open. Look at our Mishnah. Yachal lishbar leftachas amigdav litlas eruv. What's the problem? You can smash over a chavis and take the grovers. What's going on? V'nire the hosam also the shabbos amigdav. You cannot smash it. Not the migdal and not the chavis. I am Mishnah. V'hocha the shari le shabbos a chavis mishum demayr b'mustiki. B'mustiki. Where's the expression mustiki come from? Tosfos cites the source. Masech de Beitza. Lamed Gimel Amid Beitz. Upefarish Rashi Hosam. Hanuchavis Shavura Umedapkin Shivarea Bisraf Shal Eitz Shaosun Imenu Zephyr Koran Resin. Or some French version thereof. We're not discussing a regular chavis. A regular chavis, you would be not allowed to open up to break it together the contents. Umishamachi Dafka Chavis Shari. The mach was greyusa lo chayis aleho. Veleka lemecha shem yiskaven lasos kli. Can you please translate the words? Shem yiskaven lasos kli. Can someone please give me a translation of shem yiskaven lasos kli? What do the words mean? Tosis is saying the Gemara Beit Salamat Gimel interpreted our Mishnah to be referring to the case of Mustagi. So there shouldn't be a problem of Yiskavein Lasos Kli. What does that word mean, Yiskavein Lasos Kli? Rashi, in the very last words of Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis and Beita says, V'kevin de ru'uahi, leka l'migze b'shalo Yiskavein Lasos Kli. What does that mean? Came in the Ru'uhi, it's a shvacha maisa there. It's hanging together by a thread. We're not afraid, not going to make a gzeira, because we're miskaven lasos kli. What do we mean miskaven lasos kli? So, Tosis quotes Rashi, the last Tosis in Beit Salam is given to the Beits. Pirish Rashi, lochashina, lektikun kli, the whole Ru'uah harbe, yoko salea. The Shemi Yakaka Lachavis, one more bang and the whole thing's going to fall apart. And the Osa Nek of the Chalapochas Sheyuchal. So you get an impression from Shita's Rashi, as the way Tosis explains it, that Yiskav and Lasos Kli means, alright, you smashed it open, you got the grogris, it looks jagged, it looks ugly. Now I'll come there and I'll take some implement and I'll make a nice, beautiful shape, a nice, beautiful round or other kind of shape that I want. And now it'll be a nice, whoa, 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 whoa. Look at this spitz. Beautiful, gorgeous Pesach. Oh. That's what it means. Some Rishonim say it explicitly. Shemi yiyape hashvira. It'll make it pretty. But if it's made from mustri, one extra bang, the whole thing's going to fall apart. You're not going to do that. That's the simple reading. I'm just curious. Is that how you understood it? Yeah, that's how you understood it? Okay, good. So far on the same page. Okay, good. Excellent. There's grounds to assume this is so from the comparison in the Gemara in Beit Salam and Gimel and Beis, which by now I hope you all had a chance to look at a little bit. I hope. The Gemara Beit talks there about something we've mentioned already a few times, about notal odom kisim lachtas boshinov loyik temenu v'yim katmo lachtas boshinov so chayev chatas according to Rabbi Eliezer, and according to the Chachamim it's a shvus, it's a din derabbanan. Earlier the Gemara speaks about the same act of Lahariachbo. Kotmo Mariachbo. Kotmo Mariachbo. You're allowed to do the same thing. This is exactly what the Magen Mishnah spoke about. One of his examples. The same act. Same act. If you have in mind to smell it, mutter. You have in mind to make it into a toothpick, chayav chatas. Because when it comes to these kinds of tikkun manas, makam apatashes, it depends upon whether it's considered a tikkun or not. Tikkun is intrinsic to the very definition of the malacha. If you don't want, if you want just to smell from it, it's not a tikkun. You're just getting accessing the smell. That's het gamer. You have in mind a shape, properly shaped toothpick, it's a chayav chatas. Now, the Gemara has compared these two cases. The Gemara compared these two cases. Rabbi Lezer, doesn't he hold from the Mishnah of Shover Odom Asachovis? Rashi explains, V'ahocha d'chi miskaven lasas kli, ika chiyuva d'araisa, v'chi lo miskaven lo gozer abana l'chadchila. Yet, when it comes to the case of Kotein, such a Gzeira does exist. Answer the Gemara, the Gzeira always exists. It exists by Kotein and it exists by Mustaki too. It always exists. Excuse me, it exists by Chavis too. I misspoke. It exists by Chavis too. I, our mission, this is no. Our mission is referring only to a case of mustaki. So, if you're talking about mustaki, then there's no gzeira, as we just explained. But a regular chavetz shlema, as the Rishonim call it, then there would be a gzeira, not to the shovers, a chavetz, a shlema, lest you come to be miyapes, a shvira, to make it in a kli. And in a similar vein, you have a problem with the kosem, with the kisam, watch out, a gzeira, lest you make it into a properly shaped toothpick. That's the pashas in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to call Rabbi Lezer. So wait a second, only Rabbi Lezer said our mission is by Mustaki. We pass like the Chachamim, says Tosfos. The Yaf agav the Hotzim bebeitz alo mukmin and ochi elal Rabbi Lezer. The Poruch b'lesu the Rabbi Lezer. Hodet nan shover as a chavis. V'alo meshanim asisim b'mustaki. Why? The Rabbanan lo pligi ad Rabbi Lezer dika omar lo yiktemenu pirish lo yiktem esahadas lariachbo. Why the Chachamim argue? Elamishim, only because the yusvir le the biktimas kisim chayev chatas kishakotmo lachtos boshina. V'yim kain, ilo mukmina and lama mustaki, alayi wikilim ifrach, v'les lehod etnan. Hikach mibol on the name of Adliba the Kulu, mayim asnisim b'mustaki. V'hashta asya shmaito shapir. What does that mean? What does that mean? That everyone agrees that this kind of exera exists. Xera, don't do this, lest you do that. The question is, how high are the stakes? Oh, is there a shayla of a d'oraisa involved? Then the Xera is made. If there's no shayla of a d'oraisa involved, the Xera is not made. We're going to see specifics later. I'm going to read it to you inside. But the bottom line of Tosis is, anyway, we'll see that everyone agrees, is that the Xera of Mustaki, the Xera which necessitates us to reinterpret our Mishnah, to be limited to a case of mustaki, is l'chol adeis. It's explicit according to Rabbi Lezer, but in principle, in this very principle, the Rabban and the Rabbi Lezer agree. This is Shitas HaTosfos. Fine. What'll happen if a person makes a tikkun in the mustaki? He does what Rashi says is the improbable. He does it anyway. But the Rashi is in violation of a very serious prohibition. Despite that fact, there's no gzeira that it may happen because a person's not going to do it. As Rashi explained and Tosfos elaborated, Yorei Shema, Yochel Shema Yikalka Lachavis. But if in fact he made a beautiful Nekev in the Chavish of Mustagin, in fact, he would be Chayev. So writes Rashi. Tosis disagrees. But Rabbeinu Yitzchak Pirsh in Maseches Erevin, the Kevin Shem Medubokim Bezefes, Vienna Chatichas Shlemos, Lohavi Shum Tikkun Kli. Tos says, even if you actually do it, it's still not considered to be a Tikkun Kli. Not the Pshat, as Rashi said. According to Rashi, if you did it, it would be a terrible Avera. We're not afraid you're going to do it, because we're going to, no nut is going to stop playing with us. The Muskis hanging by a thread and start making it a perfect shape hole. He's afraid he's going to collapse on it. But if he actually did it and made a perfectly shaped hole, he'd be Chayev. But Tos says, no. If the guy actually did it, he made a perfectly shaped hole in this particular Chavash of Mustki, he's still not Chayev. Why? Because it's garnished. Lo havi shum tikkun kli, it's not labeled as a tikkun kli. So I thought that this is Lashitasu over here. According to Rashi, it is a kli. Despite the fact that it is a kli, there's no Isser of Stira, because Rashi holds Ein Stira Bekalim, as I mentioned to you before. That's what Rashi meant on the Mishnah and Kupem of Amad Aleph. But since it is a Kli, if you mechave to make a proper hole, there would be an Isser of Maka Bepatish. So by a plain Chavis, there is a Gzera, and by a Chavis, Shal Mustaki, there's no Gzera. But if you did it, you are playing with a Kli. But Tosfos, Rabbi Osai, holds that this Yesh Stira Gemura Bekalim. We saw that a few places. We discussed it last week. Tosfos holds Yesh Stira Gemura Bekalim. Now, if Yesh Stira Gemura Bekalim, how do you understand the Mishnah which says that Shover Adam Asachavis? All right, so you limit it to Mustaki. And therefore what? Apparently, the Tosfos, a Mustaki Kli is Nishkan Kli. The Chazanish calls it a mana tvira. It's already broke. It's considered a broken, as an expression, he's a broken vessel, a shivrei kelim. So that's what it means. It's a mana tvira. It's garnished. So according to Tosfos Lishitasam, that it can't possibly have a status of a kli. Because if it did, is it even easier of stira gubusnira gemura bekelim? So it's not considered to be a kli. If it's not considered to be a kli, then even if you make a perfectly beautiful opening, it's still not going to be usher. If this is right, then Tosis here would assume that if you had a Chavis Shalema, there would be an Issa Stira. Who said so? Tosis and Erevin said so. That was Shekhar Shlita Refermin on Wednesday. Tosis and Erevin and the Rosh, they both say that if you take a Chavis Shalema and you break it, you're over a violation of Stira Gemura Bekalim. So Masi Mustik is not called a Kli. Not called a Kli. You make a nice hole, you're still not Chayim. According to Rashi, there's no binyan of the kelim whatsoever. So then, the chomer is called a kli. Even mustki might also be called a kli. The difference is no chashash of makam apatish, because you're not gonna play with it. How do you break open a Chavis Shlema if there wouldn't be a Gzera? It's only a problem of Gzera. There's no Ikar Din problem, because as we saw in Rashi in the Mishnah, Ein B'Mekalkel Shemisa B'Shabbos, undoing a Makam HaPadish is not a violation of any Malach. Okay. This is Tosa Shiti. Now, the truth is, Tosis in Masechta Shabbos and even in Masechta Beitza is not so clear that they agree with the Tosis in Erevin, who says Beferish is an Isser of Stira. To the contrary, the impression conveyed from Tosis here in Shabbos right in front of us, we just read, Beitza a little bit as well, is that the only problem with the Chavetz Shleima is Zera Hashem Yechav Nasas Kli. There is no intrinsic problem of Soser. That's a simple reading of the Gemara in Beit Salam and Gil. Look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says that it's permissible to do what's make a big, big hole in the barrel. It's called the Ayin Yofet. Whole discussion in Gemara is Ayin Yofet Nakavin, Niskavin, or the Pisla Kamakavin. But the Ayin Yofet is okay. Frek the Rashba. If it's a problem of stira, so why is this okay? I'll read you the lashon of the Rashba here in our daf. Proof from Rabbi Malal. If you have a look, I'm sorry. I'll read you the paraphrases Tosfos. It's mustaki. Lo shayach b'chehai kli binyan v'stira. Like Tosfos, it's impossible. Right. You can't make a binyan v'stira. Afal gadlo makminin lo hasan b'hochan el Rabbi Lezer. Mikom akom gam le rabbonah nami al kochol et struchina lishklukumi b'hochan. Afal gadlo rabbonah lo makai v'chatas b'kotei mesakisim. Bein lachos boshina bein leftoch bosadeles. Mikom akom arminan de bein kachol bein kach potter. Aval osur. V'lo hochas shayo lechatchila. To avoid a gzera, the rabbanon say it must be mustaki. In the absence of mustaki, the gzera shem yichav alas is clean. This Rashba paraphrases and tells us. It's wrong. Shad is wrong. Why is it wrong? Because our gemara is a shayla. Mal lemivris chavisa bebuntia. The piska kamachav and the yasser. Odim alay nyafa kamachav and the shaper dummy. What's his shaila? If I understand it correctly, the shaila is, if Tosis is right, the Sheminister of Stira. That's my understanding of this kasha. It wasn't clear to me what the kasha was exactly. I don't have a different shot in this kasha. He says it's a kasha we're supposed to figure out on our own. I think that's what he's driving at. That's kasha number one in the Rashi. It's kasha number one. Now, the obvious answer is, Mustaki again! What's the big problem? It says in the Mishnah, Shover Adam Esachovas Lechalim and Grogus. Not a word is mentioned about Mustaki, and nonetheless, says Tosfos, referring only to Mustaki. As for the Gemara Masechta Beit Salamat Gimel, Amud Beis. So later on, the Gemara Shalom, Mal Lemivis Chavita Bebrutia Beshapta. What Chavisa? The Chavisa of the Mishnah. What's that? Mustaki. The same Teretz. What's the count? What's he asking? The same as the Mishnah's Mustaki, though it's not explained, so to the Gemara, the Brayser of Mustaki, even though it's not explained. I'm not sure what's the tremendous kasha the Rashi was asking. So there's a Rashi in Beta. I don't have a Rashi from the Beta around. We had a copy somewhere. No one has that Rashi in Beta. Missing? The Rashi there said that the Lushan, oh, thank you very much. I have it. Thank you very much. The Rashba, when he asked the same kasha there in Masechta Beitza, he mentions this briefly. Tosfos Mustaki. Ein anochan beinai. Why? Because it says, same kasha. First kasha is the same in both places. Mao le mivres chavita beburtya. Umirzras chavita begufa de chavis mashma velo b'mustaki. He says the simple read of the Gemara is not referring to mustaki. Tosfos in Erevin has beferish. No kasha. It's talking about mustaki. Gamarnu. So Tosfos in Erevin says what I said. Talking about mustaki. Footnote 211 quotes it. Talking about mustaki. The Pashtas, I thought. He said, the Lashna Gemara is not mashma that way. Nope. You can argue about Lashna Gemara. I'm not sure exactly what that means. But there's another kasha he asks here in Masechta Shabbos, the Rashba. V'yod, the Yimisa, ho the army, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The footnote, it says, Rabba Bar Rav Idi. It's Argyris and Beitza. V'rav and Bar Rav Ada. Ki avina, the Rav Yehuda, have a mafshech v'yavlana alvosa, alvosa. Afal gav the chazel, the katsa, the nagri, or the nargi. There is an opinion in the Gemara and Beitza that this is mutter, and in no gzeris whatsoever. Who is going to hold that way? If you learn, Rabbo said that only Rabbo Lazarus goes there, and he's the only one who says this must be mustaki. So the other Amoraim go like Chachamim to Rabbo Lazar. But we're saying now, Frek the Rashba, that even Rabban to Rabbo Lazar also falls from the gzera. So what is with those Amaroyim? Who are they going according to? Not Rabbi Lez, not Rabbanan, Amman Teramye. That's his kasha. Therefore, the Rashba concludes in both places that according to Rabbanan, we're not referring to Mustaki. Only Rabbi Lez says Mustaki. Rabbanan never said Mustaki. And what do you do with the original kasha which started Tosis going over here? The Gemara and Erev and Aflam and Dalit. So the Rashba gives the teretz, which is given here by the Ran. You all have a Ran, and why don't you all turn to the Ran, Rabbosai, please? Please turn to the Ran. Samach Aleph of Adex. See about the eighth narrow line. That Gemara? Nah, it's no cash at all. Hasan b'migdol godol askinan. Tahavika oel. B'shayach b'binyan estira. Ha b'migdol katan lo shayach b'binyan estira. By the time of the Shemini Hocha v'chavis. Oh, no, no. According to the Rabban and the Rabbi Lezer, it's not referring to mustaki. It's referring to a regular barrel. You can break it open, no problem. Ah, how can you break it open? Why is it different than the Migdal and the Erevin? No, the Migdal and the Erevin is big. Masik Mem Saw. Binyan Godol. That's why it's us. Otherwise, it's Mutter. The Mepharshim point out the Ran and the Rashba Lishitasim. And Tosis Lishitasim. They really Tosis in Erev, which fits in the best. Namely, if you remember we spoke about why this Yesh Binyan Gomer Bekalim, there are two different versions. One was whenever it involves Stira Gemura or Binyan Gomer with Chizuk V'umnas, the whole business says Yesh Binyan V'Stira Bekalim. That's Tosis Shita. So therefore, the same way as Binyan Bekalim, there could be Stira Bekalim. That's Tosfos and Erev and Beferish. However, the Ran and the Rashba, when they formulated it, why does Binyan Gomer Bekalim? They remember they said, that was the famous Ran and Rashba, that it ain't Binyan Bekalim, but it's Osa Kli, or Bona Kalim, Yuachayim. But that is limited to what? To Binyan. Because then you're starting from scratch, and you're not working with Kaelin, you're working with nothing. So you're bona clear, osa clear, you're not bona big Kaelin. But it doesn't necessarily flip the other way around. Because when you break it, you're starting off with a clear. So therefore we say, and stira big Kaelin. The two are not necessarily hobo Italia. This svara is sever of Moshe Feinstein, is that sound? Igwis Moshe. It's famous tshuva, landmark tshuva, but opening cans. This is Orachayim, Chelik, Aleph, Simon Kuf Chav Beis. I believe it's Anaf Hay. Maybe a 10 Anafim. Yeah. This tshuva, for those who want to know his history buffs, was written in Tafresh Tzadi Vav Luban. That was right before Moshe left. He left the Tafresh Tzadi, if I'm not mistaken. And it was written to Hagoyin from Nechemiah HaKoyin. Wow. So maybe he got the tshuva about cans. Then he saw what a God of Moshe was. Maybe the tshuva on cans would save Klal Yisrael. They got Moshe out of Europe. Who knows? Rabbi Katz, Zichron Levacha, once told somebody that he knew that his brother-in-law was a Goyen when he took him out, when he moved mountains. It wasn't so easy. He came out communist Russian. This communist Russia. It was Russia sitting in jail or in house arrest. Communist Russia. I think he went to Senator Taft, if I'm not mistaken.
Ohio. He was a big man.
He got somehow got him out that way. I think he once said he knew there a Moshe was a Goyen, but he didn't realize how much of a Goyen. Now he said maybe he would have gone to the president. He would have as many mountains as he moved, he would have moved more mountains. I think he did whatever he could anyway, but he was once saying that he didn't realize, wow. So, truth on camps. This is a Baruch Heshman parts out. This is already, this is in 1935. So in this tshuva in Anaf Hey, So in this tshuva, in Anaf Hey, Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, if the whole vart, and he quotes the Duran says the Kamat Mefurush, that is Ein Binyan Big Kalim, but to make a kli from scratch, you would be chayim. Well, if he said who rak bebona, I will bestira like a klal ofan she chayiv bestiras kalim. The beis shesol sohayel a kli, the nimish bestira sohaysa big kalim. The ain't stira big kalim. What a great idea! Idea number one. But Moshe has a second idea, not so famous. The gav latam shekosafti ain't shayach bestira. The bahadover vada ain't chashivus malacha. Do mekalkel, v'kol chiyuv v'malacha the soser u'mishum shetzarech lo livnos kli acher v'kadome. Shegam ke eno chashivas al ma'isav mashenasa soser mizeh. V'lochein ein v'soser kli malacha soser. And soser, it's a very tenuous malacha to begin with. It's really a negative. So if you talk about bekarka and you're going to build something, woohoo, that's great significance. Okay, that's significant enough to fall under the category of stira. The two reasons he has why, even if it can be binyan, there's no stira. That's according to the Ran and the Rashi Lashitosam. But the way Tosas phrased it, that it's just chizuk v'umnus, then it could work both ways. It could work both ways. It could be a binyan gomer, it could be a stira gemura. And therefore Tosas says it has to be referring to a case of mustaki. This din that the Ran's terrence of a big ohel, what they call it, the big tent. Some of it's the Republican Party. The difference is the big tent. You know, how big is the tent? How big is this tent? How big must this tent be to be called big? So if you look in the in Rashi in the Sefer Erevin, the Flamed Hayim and Aleph, it's on the Mar Makomos. He says, Mem saw. That's why there are more quoted in Shin Yudala, Tzipalef, Mem saw. The Rashba is an Erevin. Nah, it's not big enough. That's still considered small. So what's big? He doesn't say exactly. But if it's big, then it's awesome. And here's the punchline. But if it's mustaki, it's mutter even if it's big. If it's small, however that's defined, it's mutter to break it without mustaki. And if it's big and has mustaki, it's still mutter. So Gemara mustaki is talking about a big kli. That's the Rashba says. Interesting tradition of the Rashba. Freck the Rashba and Beitzi had another kashim. She doesn't have over here. Our Gemara is quoted twice here on Kufa and Levelman out. First, towards the top, from Shrashbag, Omer, maybe Adam is a chavish shol yain umatiz rosha b'sayiv umanicha lefnei orchim b'shabes vein achoshish. Off with his head, decapitation. Matiz is rosha b'sayiv. According to Tosis, it should be awesome. So I would give the same answer again. Mustaki. I have to mention this talking about Moskito and didn't say it here in Masech the Shabbos. They're counting on you learning Daf Yomi and getting quickly after Masech the Beta. So that could be referred to the Mishnah. Why can't it refer to the Brisa as well? That's what I would say. Chazon Ish goes further. Chazon Ish has a tremendous Simon and Aleph, all about these things. So Sifkot Yud Gimel, it's one of them on the Maram Akamas. He says, no, if you take the whole head off, there's no Chashash of Pesach Yofer. I saw in the footnote on the Rashbi at 2:12, he quotes that teretz in the Chazon Ish. So another teretz, I think it's his own teretz. The difference between solids and liquids. Chavos is grogros, So we're afraid you're going to make a hole and all kinds of things. If it's made of yayin, davalach, you can't make a hole, so there's no gzeirah. Interesting. That's, of course, where the barrel of the hole is. But that's his interesting teretz. Because the Mishnah is grogros and the Brayah says it's yayin. Footnote 212. Okay. Now that we've completed the Rashba and the Sudoran and Tosvis and the Rashman Beitza, I'm missing one sefer. I need a Ritva. I think it's probably on my desk. Thank you very much. The Ritva also talks about the sugya, Barichas. Says after a long discussion, Aval Anocha the Mishnah Seinu Afilo Yevskaven Lazos Pesach Ein De'ele Kelach Hayad Shein Derech Bnei Adam Lazos Kain. And therefore, Kol Shein Yevskaven Lekachitiu Neshiyasa Ayn Yofel Orchim Ulitzorach Shabbos. The Ritva says he's talking about a Kelach Hayad over here. And therefore there's no gzeirah. There's no gzeirah. Because even if you did it straight, it would be the Rabbana. It would be kind of a gzeirah l'gzeirah. V'hayinu dakshin in hosam in mesech de beitza. Lama lo etiru gamken lilkot atzei besanam lahonek shabbos arichbo. Kevan she'ena miskaven lasas kli. And again, he's assuming that even if he did it, it would be the Rabbanan. So you don't find the gzeira when if you did the worst possible thing, it would be only the Rabbanan. It's kind of a gzeira, the gzeira. So writes the Ritva. And as a matter of fact, I asked you to see, I don't know if you got there yet, the Ran in Masechta Beitza talks a similar language. Who has the Ran in front of him? It's page Yutes in Dapei Harif. Rabbanan Savri, Afila Bekotem Kisim Lachas Boshin of Lek Ele Yisua de Rabbanan. Mishim Desvirlu, the Kolasias Kli, Shalok Kedarko, Lo Mitzir, Elam de Rabbanan. U Mishamachi Kilo Mechavel Nasas Kli, Dainu Lo Hariach Bo, Shari Afila Lechat Chila. Vahainu Nami, Taima de Masnisim de Shover, O de Masachavis Lechon and Grogris. Mishim Di Inami Mechavel Nasas Kli, Lo Mitzir, Elam de Rabbanan. Kemish was a cleave of Shvira Bilvash, Lokadako. Umishim Hachi Kilo, Machavin, Shari, Afilo, the Chatkilo. Exactly the same word. So, in principle, we all agree to what we said earlier. Chazal make Zeris to protect us from Yisurim Doraisa. But the point here is that even if you do the worst thing, it's only going to be the Rabbon. It's considered Shalokadarech. It's Namalechus Machsheves. So if you're doing it with no bad intentions, they will matter it. What about the Gemara in Erevin? So we already saw the teretz of Migdol Godol, the big tent. Here's a different theory. Kol Migdol Shel Eitz, is the Ritva speaking. Kevin Shanasa Derech Binyan, Ushvarav Omdim Lesakein, Chashiva Shviroso Stira Amanas Livnos. Mashenkin b'chovish ein lo chazara shafilu b'gedol en b'shviroseh mishum stira. He's saying is that it depends upon does it have a good chance of being a stira manas livnos? And the Migdol 8 in Erev, and the answer is yes. And the chovish, the answer is no. So they will make. Okay, Ad Kam, we went through basically the Rishonim on the daf. mentioned Rashi, we mentioned Tosas, we mentioned the Pseudo-Ran, we mentioned the Rashba, we mentioned the real Ran, and again in both Masechtas, the Rashba in both Masechtas, and we had the Ritva as well. What about the Rambam? The Rambam quotes Mishnah Senu Kitsu Rosso. He quotes the Mishnah with no ands, ifs, or buts, nothing. Quotes the Mishnah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Look at the Ein Mishpat, it says, Sholver Adam es Achavis, Perikov Gimel Halacha Beis. So you'd expect it to say Mustaki, right? If Tosis is right, should say Musk. No such thing. No such thing. The Rambam writes, Perikov Gimel Halacha Beis, Nokvin Nagufa Shachavis, Lahotimim and Yayim, Sholver Adam es Achavis, excuse me, Sholver Adam es Achavis, Lechon and Grogus, Uvavaj the Iskai Vanasis Kli, quote the Mishnah verbatim. Nothing about Mustaki. Pshihi. By the way, the Shulta Giborim claims, and the Rambam is referring to Mustaki. Pilei Ploya Mamish. It's an amazing, it's unbelievable, it's incredible. Can't be. Can't be. So you'll say, oh, the Rambam is a smart man. He already knew what the Rashba was up to. The Ran in his own way was up to. At the Gemara, only he said Musti, according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer requires Mustaki. We don't hold from Mustaki. Could be passed like Rabban and the Rabbi Lezer. It's a slight problem, though. In Perek Yud Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Hanotel kisim shel eitz b'lefana v'ktomo lachas v'oshina v'leftoch v'osadeles chayov. 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 Halacha ches. Umuta liktom atse b'samim l'ariach ben. Mutter. So the Mefarshim and the Rambam are a little bit at a loss to understand what his position is. And I asked you to see something very interesting, and if you saw it, if I didn't get there yet, I'll give you some advanced, I'll read it now. On the footnote at the bottom of the Rashba, 2:15. He quotes the Rashba Shita. It's only the Rabbi Lezer requires Mustaki, and not Rabbanon. And Tarif. Harif Gam Kiksavastam Bemakoma, Bechain Khan, Velokosan Hayokimta de Mustaki, the Nirish Akain Dasa Ravzal, the Bechavas Kamur Himas Nisim. Tarif. Tarif holds that way. And why? Because the Rabbanon, Ugog Rabbi Lezer, Shover, Afilu Chavez Gemura, the Rabbanon, Shover, Vein, or Nimna, Fishayin, Binyan, Bekalim, and Stira, Bekalim. 2:15. Kein Mashma, Gami, Arambam, Shekosta, Mishta, Ketsurasa, Vohiske, the Beinan, Shein, Mustik, against the Shulta Gemura. The Gemura asked the Kasha and gave it to her to Mustik. No! That's according to Rabbi Lezer. Mashmid l'ficha chamim, afilu b'shlema mutter. Good. So far, so good. We already gave this teretz. Elash tzarech iyun, d'is v'ilil l'ramba. T'yesh l'fzuk chachamim, amai posak b'perek yir aleph, milchus shabbos halacha zayin, dan notul kisim v'kot molachas shina v'chayet, v'ze osik rabbo lezer. V'chein koshim imash kosev shem halacha ches, dem mutul liptam atzeh b'samim l'ariach ben, afa b'shen koshim v'yaveshim, Visvila the Karbalezer, Havale Ligzar. So, what's he doing? The Gemara is Mashma and Beitza on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and these two go together. If there's an Issa Daraisa, to put it in Ritva terms, if it's an Issa Daraisa, if you do it with the wrong Kavana, that's the Issa Darabana if you do it with the right Kavana. So the Ritva then said, the Ran and Beitza also said, that, all right. So according to, if it's a Doraisa, they had to ask the Rabbanah what the right Kavanah. And if it's only the Rabbanah, in the worst case scenario, because it's Shalom Kederach, they were Matin. That's what they said. But the Rambam has It's also the raya in the worst case, and it's mutter in the best case. Yeah, it's against the Gemara, pashtus. It's like no Tana. It's like no Tana. You get to use Ran speak. If you hold it's also the raya, then the Chazal made a gzeira, it's also liktom l'ariach. If it's also in the Rabbanon, then no made no gzeira. But the Rambam has a machlokas atanoim. But the Rambam has, on the one hand, also the raya if it's called the nachloshinov, but mutter l'ariach. So it's the low command. Who's he hold that? It's like nobody. That's a kashi. See, quotes a teretz of Rabbi Yashin. That's what gets me excited. A contemporary answer. He says, Mishamati. He heard himself. I know who the author is. Thomas Chokov from Mishalayim. Shamati me ha gimel reish yud shin aleph. That has to be Rabbi Yosef Shalom El Yashin. I don't know what else goes with that. Rosh Hatavis. Shamati me ha grisha. Okay. The yesh the Yashin. Well, Yashiv is Miyashiv. How's it Miyashiv? Very interesting, original answer, a beautiful answer I want to share with you. Chachmei Ador have to share their answers. Beautiful. There's a Tosfos on Aflamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Who would think of looking there? It's the wrong side of the page, right? Well, if you know Kol HaTorah Kula, yes, there's no problem. Aflamed Gimel Amud Aleph is a Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, where it says, Tama the Rabbanan the Lakach also lachas Moshinov Gzeira Mishem Shema Yiktom. They say you can't use any wood, anything. Even if you're not going to chisel it at all, you can't use it as a toothpick because you may chisel it away as a toothpick. Frekter Rosh Yosef, the Prima Godem asked on this Tosfos, what are you talking about? According to the Rabbanan? Rabbanan say it's only a shvus. You make an exera, the exera. You tell me I can't use some piece of wood which is pre-shaped before Shabbos, because maybe I'll come to shape it more on Shabbos. But if I did, it's only the Rabbanan. It's like a exera, the exera. What's going on? Answer Rabbi Yashiv. There's a third opinion. There's a third phantom Tana. That no one knows about, this stealth bomb, the sneak tata that no one knew about. We already explained the two tanaim, but the Ran explained them. Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham of the Braisa. There's a third tana. The third tana is the Rabbi Yashiv, is the Chacham of the Mishnah. They hold the Fitosvis that if you are coating the Kisim, it's a Doraisa. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a Xera. So you shouldn't even use any Kisim. But at the same time, they don't introduce the Isra of Maria of Kotnol Ariachbo. That's the third sheet that the Rambam Paschal like. Chachamim de Masnisin. I read it to you. Well, the Fizeh Pligi Chachamim de Masnisin Rabbi Lezer Afagav de Islu Kamo de Bekotim Lachzos Chayev. Right? But Lo Gazu Ktim Al Ariach Atu Ktim Al Lachzos. And Rav Yehuda, the Amora, holds that way in Beitza. Sviru kehani chachamim de masnisim. It's like a psik reisha. No, the Magad Mishnah again. The old Magad Mishnah story. That's the Rambam. Lo kosev al Rambam to be in Mustaki. The rak alibu de Rav Elezer de Gozar kotem lo riech otu kotem lachtos. Hoya tzorach ligzo shover lechol otu miskav al asas kli. As we saw the Rambam argue so persuasively. Aval lechachamim de masnisin kol she'enu mechav al asiyas kli ein mokal nekzeirizu v'lechein shov apapisha kli enu mustaki. Not the way the Ran said that the reason why it's mutter but it's no gzeira because the worst case scenario is that the Rabbanan. No! The worst case scenario is in the Raisa, Rabbi Yashiv Tainis. Afal pikein no gzeira. It's against the Gemara. You're right. Lechachamim de masnisin. Where is it? Between the lines. Rosh Yosef's Kasha and Atosfos, and it's that third sheet. Beautiful, brilliant. No one would know about it, but the footnote, I heard it from Rabbi Yashiv, someone in a Shia somewhere, I don't know. Merit. Okay. Is there another Shita? Yes, believe it or not. One more sheet. One more sheet. and that is the Oros HaRuach. Quote about it, Darkei Moshe, on the tour. Shin Yud Aleph. Quotes a little bit, the footnote adds some more. Well, Kosev Yoz Arua, the Lididan, the Kaimel on the Dovashen and Miskavin Mutter, Shover Adam Chavis Machule. Half a piece and shove him at chil. You know what's going on? It's mutter because it's davish and a miskav and it's mutter. It's my chokas of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara requires mutzi. That Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda's sheep. Rabbi Yehuda holds davish and a miskav and it's aser. So therefore they require mustaki. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter even chavish shlema. Fascinating. So footnote Yud Gimel, he quotes that the Azurah said more than that. And this Xer in our Gemara, it's not stomach Xer. It can call Davash and Miskavin. Yeah, also, Ata Shem Yiskavin. Elim Shudder Abelez says, feel like Rabbi Yehuda, the Davash and Miskavin is also. So therefore, you require Mustaki. Now, Rabbi Leza holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Davash and Miskavin, he has Kash in the footnote Yud Gimel. What about the Magad Mishnah? The Magad Mishnah is preferred even according to Rabbi Yehuda. I feel Rabbi Yehuda and Amachai with Davash and Miskavin is still a heter. Because the Kavan is an intrinsic part of the definition of the Malacha. The Nira, I'm reading you the quote from this footnote. The Kaven there is a Ruah Azal Lashidas HaToysis, Mem Aleph Med Beis, Mecha. The Ein Miskaven, Mem Lecha Shabbos Oster Rabbi Yehuda, Rak Med Rabbanon. Toysis Tein Mashidas, not Mem Lecha Smach Shabbos. It'll be Chayim in other areas of Halacha, not in Shabbos. As the Ruah holds, at the Isa de Rabbanon Nemar, Gam Kishe Biglal Chisaron HaKavana, Lo Chashiva Klal Malacha, Lo Rak She Chisaron HaKavana, whoopee. Wow. Comes up. So every kula leads to a chumra, chumra leads to a kula. What a remarkable din over here. That if what's he saying is a lumdus. If Rabbi Yehuda would hold Davash and Miskav by Shabbos is Doraisa, there's never any Xera. If it's Doraisa, boom or bust. Doraisa had to gomer. But since Tosfos says enough in Aleph. That according to Yehuda, every davish and miskaven on Shabbos is only an exerav mid rabbanon. But the rice is part of Namalechas Machsheves. So once we have on the books that according to Rabbi Yehuda has these exeravs to rabbanon by davish and miskaven, and therefore they ask him it despite the fact that min haTorah it's mutter. Therefore, we have in place that same exerav to rabbanon to ask him. Even though there's yet another reason why there's no Issa Daraisa, namely the Magad Mishnah. So for us, Rabbi Shimon Nicholas, the Magad Mishnah makes it mutter. But for Rabbi Yehuda, Lefi Tosfos, that it's only the Rabbanon, it's us. Paradoxically, had Rabbi Yehuda held the Samishan and do that Melech, that Einam Eskav my Shabbos is Daraisa, he's right, then there wouldn't be an Xer at all, it would be mutter. Now the Xer is in place to overcome the general tour of Melech, the general tour of Melech is Machshavas by Davash and Miskav and Rabbi Yehuda. It's in place to do more than that. Namely, that even the Svaras HaMagad Mishnah, which for us is a Matir, is for Rabbi Yehuda only a Poter. And it would still be awesome at the Rabbanon. That's the or the Ruas Pshat. So the Gemara requires Mustki is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. We pass the Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. A very original pshat, quoted by the Darkei Moshe here in Simon Shin Yudalid, Sif Katan Aleph. So, Amit Hashem, Sunday, there's no shir. I mean, Amit Hashem, which have a Gula Shlema, will have shir with a Yontif on Sunday. But if Chas Shalom not, it was Issa Tam Torah on Sunday, so then we have to wait until Monday for the next shir. So, Monday, we'll go back to the drawing board, to the Sug again, with the Gemara in Beitzu, with the Gemara in Erev, with the Gemara in Shabbos, with the Rishonim and the Poskim, the Siyata Lishmai.
Friday,
in which we continue now for quite a while, so we try to figure it out as best as possible. Begins with the Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav Ben Aleph. Gemara there says, "Shover Adam as a chavis lechalim and a grogerus uvashli yiskavim lasis kli." A person can break open a barrel to get the dried figs out. Shouldn't be miskayv on asos kli. Rashi says, "Levnok for yok v'yofa bePesach noah." Let's quickly review what we spoke about on Friday. Question is there any malach involved? And if there is, what's the heter? So Rashi says, "Ein b'mekalkel shemisa b'shabbos." The Ran intended to mean there's an iser of stira, but the matter it. I'm a kalkel as potter of also, call him a kalkel in Turin. But Tzorach Shabbos is mut. That's the Ran in the back of the riff. We had suggested a different shot, which I found the Chasam Sofa has. No, Rashi is of the opinion, ain't binyan vain steer bekalim klau. So therefore, Rashi is saying, ain't the kalkel shemisa b'shabbos, there's no independent iser called makalkel. So it's not ordered lamatas malachas. It's the undoing of a makah b'patish. Okay, but that's not a malacha. That's a simple shot. That is an issa with a heter. There's no issa in the first place. Fine. If one holds that there is a problem of stira b'kalim in general, or stira gemura, what do you do with this mishnah? So the chidushe aran, sudaran, compares the chavis to a klipas agozin. You let it crack open a walnut, so you can crack open the shell of the figs, also known as a barrel. Rather imaginative shot. We pointed out that it's the very same Ran, the pseudo Ran, who says a bit later, there's an Easter to make a kli from this barrel. If you make a certain kind of a nekev, a certain kind of a hole, Loikavena Bitsida. Aye, we just got through saying it's not a kli at all. It's a walnut. I thought the answer was it only loses the status of kli from the moment you decide to smash it, to break it open. So then you're gonna break it open, so it's gonna be thrown to the garbage. So it loses its status of kli. It's considered just a protection of these particular figs. But if you plan to continue using it, then in fact has the status of a kli, and it's a potential iser of bona. That's how we understood the pseudo-ran. Then Tosfos introduced the concept called mustaki. By now I assume you also saw the Gemara Masechta Beitza. Wow, some of the complicated Gemara, but we have to get it straight. The simple reading of the Gemara is that there's a concept called the gzeira. If you make gzeiras in certain cases, if there's a possibility of a daraisa, the wrong kavana, then even if the right kavana, the Chazal asked it. If it's maximally a derabbanan, then they didn't ask it. It's a simple reading of the Gemara, Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan. Is there a daraisa by a certain case of ketimas kisim lach sos poshinov? If there is, they asked it lahariach bo. If they didn't, they didn't. What do you do with the Mishnah, our Mishnah, shover adam mesachavis, frank mar quanter Rabbi Elazar? Should be a problem of gzeira. Should aser opening it up because maybe it'll be miskavelat mechavelasos kli. Answering him up a mustaki. But mustaki, what does that mean? We spent time on it on Friday. Either mustaki means according to Rashi, and therefore we're not afraid you're going to try to make a fancy shvir because it's too tenuous. It's not going to work. It's going to break. It's just not worth it. Or quantitosis, even if you did it, you try, even if you made something fancy, it's still nothing. Because this mustaki is garnish. Ain vazeh shum tikkun kli. So I explain a connection to Rashi and Tosfos, which we won't go into now again.
question whether it is binyan of stira gemurah b'kelim at all. Fine. Now, Tosis was impelled by Gemara and Erevin. Now Tosis starts before it gets the base. It starts with Erevin. Because in Erevin it says, Hu b'makom echad ve'iruva b'makom acher. Apparently you can't just break a migdal to get to the food inside. Tosis, you're right, you can't. It's only mutabir mustaki. So the Gemara in Beitza says Mustaki. So the Mishnah Shabbos is therefore Mustaki. And the Gemara in Erevin is not Mustaki. Poshut. Poshut. Fine. I, Rebbe Lezer said Mustaki. Let's look at this line again in Tosis. Right here. Let's see where the Gemara is. Gimel Mem. Let's make a left turn right there. The Afal Gav, the Hosn Beitza. Loma kmeinen hachi ele Rabbi Lezer, the parach v'lester Rabbi Lezer had it not show b'adam as achavas v'chulei, v'alom b'shani b'mastisa b'mustaki. Mikol makom afilu le Rabbanan mi'borei le'uk mi'hachi. The Rabbanan lo pligi ad Rabbi Lezer, the ka'ama lo yiktemenu, pirish lo yiktem es ha'adas la'riach bo. They don't argue ele mishem only because the use v'yolei the v'ktimas kisim chayav chatas. Right, that the machlokus is there a chi of chadas or not? Rabbi Lez says yes, and Chama say no. But whenever there's a chash of a daraisa, everyone agrees it's a gzera. Then Cain, he lo mukminen lo bemuski, alayi uik le mifrach, for less the other tnan. Same kasha. Therefore, everyone agrees it's mustaki. The Gemara asked Kwan to Rabbi Lezer because it was going within Rabbi Lezer. The exact same kashka that we asked Kwan to the Rabbonin. That's why I stated in Tarsus. Fine. The Rajma has a bunch of questions against Tosus, which again, we can't chaz the whole shir over. A bunch of questions. The Rajma concludes that if you're Rabbonin, it's not referring to Mustaki. It's regular chomis. Aye, the Gemara in Erevin. That's a migdal godol. Like an oil. It's the Ran says, and out in the back of the riff. Fine. Of course, the question becomes, what about the Xerah? Why isn't there a Xerah? The answer which is given by the Ritva and by the Ran and Beitza is that even in our Mishnah, there's no Doraisa going on. If you would try to make this kind of a Pesach Yofer, it would be considered to be something Kalach Yad, would be at most the Rabbonah. The principles are the same. But when there's a Doraisa, there is a Gzeir. But there's no Doraisa. Fine. So the Rambam quoted the Mishnah Kitzurasa. Never mentioned Mustaki. We read the Korban Asanel a little bit. Or did we? No. I forgot already. Let's turn to the Rosh and read the Korban Asanel together. Os Hey, page Kuf Pei Aleph. However, the Halachas means the Rif. Rambam, Perk Chof Gimel, Levi Mastisim, the Shovach Chavos Kitzurasa. Lo Chilko Davke B'mustaki. V'nira the Svilu, the Afagav, the Rabbon and Mold, the Rabbi Lezer, she also Likta and Lachas Boshina. Dummy. The
Lo mitzvah lemed rabban on. That's through what the Ritva said and what the Rana Beitza said. Kevin chose the klibe shvir shaloket darko. Umeshemachik kilo mechayv and shari afilu lechatchila. Find a time to draw bona and the matir and the ktom lariach afilu lechatchila that afilu bekot and kisanach zvoshina lekalis to the rabbanon. Because it's mishum to sphere they call us his klish loka dakal mitzvah lemed rabbanon. Can't cut the varan. Perika maybe. He's close to you. He's not trying. He's not plagiarizing. He's quoting the rabbanon. We have to nostalgic how Kochas Rabbeinu to the Rabbanon. Says Tosis, oh my Rebbe, he the Erevin, Yishlul mod hod armin and chosama shebekel le mat dem afkiya v'choseich. Hayin could go on the kotev in misna. It's tied up with some kind of a string. Ava posacha shal eitzu shal matchis osu l'shaber l'afkiya. Can't, if it's really a very significant kli made from wood or from metal, you can't. Basically, most kasha masechta erev. The Tosis is saying over here, different maskal matir. Wait a second, you can't just break anything you want. The only even